Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
For those of you still standing, if it is not that you want to stand and you have not got seats, do come in front. There are empty seats in the Catholic Church. If you don't want to be seen, come early. If you come late, everybody leaves the front seats for you. Okay. Today we are reflecting on the life of Jesus still, his resurrected life. From the Gospel, we heard two young men were going back to their village. They had followed Jesus as his disciples. They had thought he was the one going to bring liberation to Israel, and Jesus was crucified. And 3 days afterwards, whilst they were still together with the whole group, they were astounded by women who went to the grave and came back and said they met angels, and angels told them the Lord had been raised, but they saw nothing of him. So they started to go home. They were discouraged among us, as some of them. Most of us can identify with Cleopas and his companion. We come to church with great hopes, but sometimes with wrong motives. And so we get disappointed easily and we walk away. Some among us, however, remain. Somehow, when the two young men were walking away, a stranger appeared on the scene and continued to walk with them and got more interested in their discussion. At the end of their journey, the stranger made as if he was going ahead, but the two disciples entreated him to stay with them. Then, at the breaking of the bread, they recognized this stranger as Jesus Christ. In our own lives as Catholics, as Christians, we too must be ready to invite strangers whom we do not know on our journey to stay with us. We do not know who will be Jesus. Because they invited him and he stayed with them, they recognized him at the breaking of the bread. And since they could not contain the excitement and the joy alone, they went back to tell the other disciples. Then they were met with, "It is true, the Lord has risen. He appeared to Simon." We too, when we have come to make an experience of the Lord, we cannot sit down and keep it to ourselves. We have to share that experience with other people. But until we have experienced the Lord in our time at the breaking of the bread, we cannot proclaim his message. When the two disciples went back to meet the whole community, they told them he had appeared to Simon. And Simon also made an experience of the Lord. So on the day of Pentecost, he was able to speak with conviction and confidence, to tell the people it is this Jesus Christ whom they crucified, whom God had raised from the dead. He sent down the Spirit that God had promised to those who loved him, and that was what they could hear. They would speak in different languages, and the people at the day of Pentecost were speaking in different languages. Then in the second reading from St. Peter's first letter, he urged every one of us to know in whose blood we have been bought and paid for. Not by the blood of lambs, not with money, not with gold, but in the blood of the Son of God himself, Jesus Christ. Therefore, he encourages us to move away from the futile ways our ancestors handed down to us. Today, it is not the futile ways of our ancestors, the futile ways of technology that we depend on so badly, and we give no time for God. A few days ago, one of my friends sent me a text message asking, when the day breaks, what do you do first? Would you read your Bible first, or you are going to look at your cell phone first? And he told me 99% he's sure that many people will look at their cell phone first, depend more on technology rather than taking their Bible to communicate with God. And that is where it has brought us to. Technology is good, but then when we allow technology to enslave us and we forget God, the one from whom the wisdom to produce things comes, we make our lives futile. So, as we celebrate today, St. Peter urges us to make a personal experience of the Lord Jesus in the breaking of the bread, and know that in his blood we have been bought and paid for, and turn away from all that draws our attention away from the living God, so that we may have enough time to be with God and experience his mercy and his love. If we cannot make a personal experience of Jesus Christ through the sacraments that we have received, particularly through the Holy Eucharist, then we will be depending on hearsay, on what others say. But we cannot depend only on what other people tell us about Jesus Christ and get to heaven. We must make our own experience. The two disciples met him. They went back to share their joy. Simon, the Lord appeared to him after the resurrection. He was confident to speak even in the face of adversity. And he urges us today to listen to the voice of Christ, to know that through him we have redemption of our souls, and through him we have forgiveness, our reconciliation with God the Father. It is our turn to make that experience and bring Jesus Christ to the world in which we live today, so that we may help many more people to turn away from their futile ways of life and walk confidently to the glory and mercy of God.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.